want to welcome you and thank you for joining us tonight as together we remember the cross and together we worship our overcoming Savior, Jesus. There are over 700 prophecies in the Old Testament that foretell the coming of the Savior. They tell us where the Savior would be born and where He would grow up, and they tell us what His earthly ministry would look like. We see how He would teach the crowds using parables, how He would heal the sick and raise the dead, and how He would have a compassionate heart for the poor and the hurting. And we even see glimpses of the cross. But if there's one passage that brings the cross into focus and lets us see the reality of the cross and the suffering of the cross and the meaning of the cross, it's Isaiah 53. 700 years before Jesus ever walked the earth, God gave His prophet Isaiah a picture of the Savior, His life, His ministry, and His death. We see the cross, but more than that, we see His saving work on the cross. The cross was cruel and harsh, but we also see God's love in the cross. We see God reaching out to save sinners like you and me. So I want to invite you to turn with me to Isaiah 53, and together I want us to see the cross through Isaiah's eyes. And I want to give you a word of warning. Some of what we'll be studying tonight may be too graphic and intense for little children. The crucifixion was cruel, and it was meant to be cruel. And I don't want to overemphasize the brutality of the cross, but I do want to be faithful to what God is saying to us through this passage of Scripture. So please bear that in mind. And I want to begin, as always, with a little bit of background. Isaiah carried out his ministry over 40 years. The kingdom was still divided, and Isaiah lived and ministered in the southern kingdom. These were turbulent times. The Assyrian Empire was the scourge, and their kingdom was on the rise, and the people were afraid. And it was also a time of spiritual drift and empty worship. And Isaiah judges the people of God for their sins. But his message of judgment is mixed with hope and promise. And the final chapters of the book of Isaiah contain four songs that picture Jesus as God's servant, a kingly envoy who would willingly and perfectly fulfill the king's work, the work of salvation. And we find the last of those songs here in Isaiah 53. It shows us the life and the work of Jesus, and it shows us the horror and the beauty of the cross. And I want to break this down into four parts. And first, I want us to see the coming of the Christ. The coming of the Christ. And this is found in verses 1, 2, and 3. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him like a dry plant, like a root out of dry ground. He has no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. It's interesting to me how Isaiah begins with the question, Who has believed? Who has believed this message? After all that God has said and revealed about the Savior, will God's people recognize Him? Will they embrace Him? And Isaiah says, no. No. Why? Why will He be unrecognizable to so many? It's because of His humility. Look at what Isaiah says. He's like an ordinary plant springing up out of the ground. There's nothing beautiful about His appearance. There's nothing majestic. There's nothing that draws our eyes. And that's exactly what the New Testament says, isn't it? Jesus, born in a stable, laid in a feeding trough, growing up as the child of a carpenter in a small town. And throughout His life and ministry, He was a model of humility. Listen to what John, the gospel writer, says in chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. And then in Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is encouraging us to have humble spirits, and he points us to Jesus as the model of humility. And this is what he says: "Have this mind among yourselves,